Welcome to some amazing discussions from the voices of young America. Welcome to Women Investing in Women and Girls. In the next hour, you'll hear from leading women in academics, business, entertainment, and more. Now, here are your hosts.
Everybody has ideas. We might just need a little help getting along the way to change those ideas into reality. What effect does a funding platform have on this change? How can such a platform benefit us on a global scale? Today, we will be discussing this and more. And thank you so much, and welcome to Women Investing, Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are joined today with Ms. Anu Bardwaj, the founder of Women Investing in Women. And our guest is Andrea Downs. And this is a little bit of a different interview because Andrea actually lives in California. So we are doing a phone interview right now. So Andrea, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle.
And why don't we go into a little bit about describing about yourself and your background?
Sure. Like a lot of young women, I started my first company when I was 25, and it's very similar to the company that I'm the CEO of now. My company now is Coastal Shows. I started in 25, I'm sorry, when I was 25, with a company called Shorecliff Communications, and started it from, just bootstrapped it, started it from nothing and built it to be the largest independent media company for the wireless industry and the finance and investment industry.
Wow.
I built it over 12 years and sold it to UBM, and then took some time to be with my kids and lived out my non-compete, and then saw what was happening with the Jobs Act, and I jumped back in with what we're doing now at Coastal Shows, which is to become and be the largest media resource through events in the crowdfund and modern finance industry.
I absolutely love that, and I think it's great that you brought in the fact that you started this company out when you were very young, and you grew with it, and you tackled sometimes the difficult challenge of being both a mom and an entrepreneur. So I think that's extremely important, especially how it relates to women investing, women and girls. And for the benefit of the audience, do you mind explaining a little bit about what exactly crowdfunding is?
Absolutely. Funding is the new frontier. Basically, it is the opportunity for anyone and everyone to get involved in getting their ideas financed or investing in incredible ideas. Making funding for entrepreneurs more possible and disrupting and changing the funding of the capital markets is what crowdfunding is actually doing. A lot of people compare it to the internet. The possibilities are endless. The power of the crowd. Startup funding is 1,000 more prolific than it was without these vehicles, P2P and crowd funding and all of the modern finance vehicles that are available now. But with crowdfunding, not only is it a vehicle for you to raise enough startup money, which is the most difficult money to get, it's also a way to build your market, because while you're campaigning, while you're launching your campaign and getting your product out there, you're also building a loyal customer base. And that's one of the things that makes it incredibly effective and interesting, because you're starting your business with already a market while you're raising money that is very difficult. Used to be very difficult to get. It's also a great opportunity for investors. I mean, from very young investors who have, you know, $25 or $100. I mean, it's an opportunity that has never been available to them before.
Right.
They're able to get in on the ground floor of investments that could yield very high margins. This is unprecedented. It used to be just for the big boys. That's why they call crowdfunding the democratization of capital investment.
Right. And I think that it's great that you keep mentioning that this wasn't possible before. This idea of crowdfunding is relatively new, especially for the SEC. The Securities and Exchange Commission has actually outlawed crowdfunding for a while. So how is the fact that you're able to now crowdfund, how does that look prominent and promising for your future in the industry?
For people who are crowdfunding?
Yes, for just anybody, just like you said, the common man, how they're able to invest in ideas into people that they seem are going to be great assets to our society. How has that changed?
Oh, the changes are incredible. Like I said, when you're starting a business, and of course I know this firsthand, it's very difficult for women and girls to get financing. It's very difficult for anyone to get financing, that first money to get your company off the ground. Crowdfunding opens up a lot of doors for that. And then it's also seen, like I said, as we need to, you know, reach a market and have a loyal customer base.
Right. And what trends have you seen in the ways that women can invest and women entrepreneurs and how they're getting funded through this crowdfunding platform? What trends have you seen lately in that?
Oh, we've seen a lot of trends for women, especially because in crowdfunding, it's very well supported by women. We have a new, you know, Women Investing in Women. We have other women's groups that are incredibly supportive. A lot of women in the industry, a lot of women that run the portals and platforms. So it's very helpful for women entrepreneurs, whereas in the past, banks, you know, well, right now, banks are so heavily regulated. And venture capitalists, you know, there's a phenomenon where they tend to view, you know, successful projects that they want to get involved in with who made money for them before, because a lot of them were men, not women, and, you know, it's kind of like a snowball effect, whereas this is opening the doors for women. Specific trends that we've seen are in the real estate industry. There's a lot of women in the real estate industry. Real estate's something that everyone, women in general, are more involved in. That they, you know, it's our homes. Everyone can identify with real estate. And we see a lot of women entrepreneurs that are doing fantastic with crowdfunding in that capacity. Also, debt. Everyone understands debt. You know, you get a credit card when you're in college and you buy a car and you understand debt. There's a lot of opportunity for debt as well. And we're seeing a lot of women involved in those two areas.
I also want to highlight, Andrea, that there's a huge opportunity for women just given the fact that many crowdfunding platforms are tied into social media, and given that we have such a high activity base on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, I think this opens up a whole nother door, since we know how to navigate. And traditionally, when it came to financial structures, as you mentioned, with banking and venture capital funding and whatnot, there was that artificial barrier, or I should say a very overt barrier, where women didn't understand the rules of the game. I think now with having this fundamental knowledge of how social media works, I think this opens up a whole nother avenue for women to enter into the game of getting funded.
I couldn't agree with you more, Anu. I mean, women are natural networkers, natural connectors. So that enhances their businesses and their campaigns extensively, and it's something that it's a natural talent, you might say. I mean, men have it too, obviously, but women are used to, you know, talking and with their friend, getting the word out and getting everything out, you know, getting everything out there, and social media is huge for women.
Right. And thank you so much for getting the ball rolling on that. I think to end the first segment of our show with talking about social media is something great. And speaking of social media, to our viewers out there, be sure to check us out at facebook.com/womeninvesting. But for right now, let's take a break. Once again, I'm Michelle Jaffe, and we are sitting here with Anu Bardwaj and Andrea Downs, and you are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls.
Join Kid Chef Eliana for Cool Kids Cook. Eliana is one of the youngest published cookbook authors and will show you that there are all kinds of goodness in food beyond the chicken nuggets and fries. On our show, we'll discover cuisine from around the world, learn some great cooking techniques, speak with some of the world's top chefs, and share recipes. Kid Chef Eliana is here for you on Cool Kids Cook every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Bon appetit!
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
You are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. Be sure to join in the discussion by tweeting us at #WomenInvest or on Facebook at Women Investing in Women. We want to hear what you have to say. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, sitting here today with Ms. Anu Bardwaj and our Andrea Downs. In our first segment, we talked about social media and the impact that social media has on crowdfunding and networking in general. However, Andrea, it is evident that our world has become dependent on technology as a way to convene and communicate. However, how does it benefit somebody to interact face-to-face and network face-to-face instead of just through technological means?
Oh, I'm so happy you asked me that question, because that is our value proposition. As we get more connected online and into LinkedIn and Google Circles and tweets and Facebook and emails even, we get away from the face-to-face interaction. So what we offer at Coastal Shows, that is our main value proposition. You get is the face-to-face interaction and networking that comes with being at a show, being at a conference, and meeting the meeting people that you would not necessarily be able to have access to. High-level leaders in the industry, high-level finance companies that are interested in you but don't know because they get 1,000 emails and, you know, perhaps you're one of them. But if they meet you at a conference, there's a much higher degree of success in terms of developing that relationship. It's also a great opportunity, the face-to-face is a great opportunity for getting your name out there, your company name out there, and letting people know who you are and what you're about. And they get to see, there's always going to be that, well, I want to know the person behind this. And as much as crowdfunding can be, you know, something that you just believe in wholeheartedly from what they have produced on the campaign, these shows that we produce are very helpful to, you know, not only the investors, but obviously the entrepreneurs, because they can meet face to face and really tell people what they're about.
Right. I think there's something to be said about seeing somebody on paper versus seeing their passion in their face and seeing how they truly want to change the world or whatever they want to do through their ideas and through their trying to pursue.
Exactly. Exactly. And relationships, friendships, networking, you know, colleagues are born from that face-to-face communication.
Absolutely. And how does your organization, Coastal Shows, how exactly does it work?
Well, we own all of our events, obviously. What we do is we, when the Jobs Act came out, just very much like when I had the company prior that I mentioned earlier, that was, you know, the 1996 Telecom Act, and it opened the doors to a lot of new business, a lot of new entrants, a lot of new things that were going to be happening. So with the Jobs Act, same thing, crowdfunding, crowdsourcing. I mean, there are so many huge impacts from that, you know, act alone that's going to change the way people do business, change the way people get financed, and change up the opportunities for people that think that, you know, might have thought that they didn't have one. I think I'm answering your question.
Yes, yes.
So at Coastal Shows, what we do is we get the lead. We always look for the leaders in whatever specific niche that we're covering. Crowdfunding, for example, you know, that's our main niche. We have the largest industry trade show that takes place every year, end of January, beginning of February. And then we have a summit series that goes throughout, you know, throughout the U.S. and internationally that you know, hit specific markets. We get the best speakers. We get the most informational, educational, so that we can be very active in the crowdfunding industry in the right way, making sure that people have the right education and understand that they, you know, need to kind of do this the right way, so they get the best legal advice, they get the best regulatory insight, they get the, you know, the best platform talking to them, they get the best, you know, investors and the entrepreneurs, you know, we do live pitches. And then we provide a value opportunity for our sponsors and exhibitors to have a high level opportunity in front of those crowds.
Right. And having such an important role in Coastal Shows, you've clearly met a lot of people who have some great ideas and some great companies to be funded through crowdfunding. But if you wouldn't mind giving us some examples of different crowdfunding companies that you're most excited about.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one because there are so many. But I will tell you, Community Leader, for example, I was on the phone with them yesterday. They have developed a turnkey solution to get a portal executed and launched and developed from soup to nuts, including not including just the software, but also including all of the services like the legal and regulatory, so that portal understands exactly what they're doing. And the portals are growing at a rate of like 20,000 a month.
Wow.
You know, there's companies like in real estate, like Asset Avenue and Patchelan. Asset Avenue is doing new partnerships internationally. And attorney firms like Foster Greenberg, they've taken a real leadership role in the crowdfunding industry and educate everyone, the entrepreneurs, the service providers. There's companies like Crowdentials, and there's companies like Early IQ that give you, that provide the necessary data to make sure that, you know, if investors need to be accredited, or give investors who even aren't accredited all the information and the hard copy details of what they need to know about that company, so that it's just not about the campaign. There's some great portals out there, like our crowd in San Diego. They are doing an incredible job. EquityNet is another one, Indiegogo. We've partnered with American Genuity, which is a TV show that's coming out, and this is going to be an incredible opportunity for very young entrepreneurs that have an idea on a napkin. They're taking ideas on a napkin all the way up to $3 million in revenue. And what they're doing is they're mentoring and coaching and working with the contestants, and they're doing the screenings at our show. So they also have portals. There's a lot of self-directed IRA companies, believe it or not. So now you can actually pick where, you know, within crowdfunding, if you want a percentage of your pension, a percentage of your retirement account, to go to these crowdfunding companies. You can actually pick that. And we have some incredible companies that are involved with that, such as Kingdom Trust and IRA Trust Company and Intra.
Andrea, could you give us maybe a few examples of companies that you've seen that have gone through the crowdfunding platform that have become extremely successful? Have you featured any such companies on your conferences yet, or do you have any that you think are outstanding that our audience should look into?
I can give you a few examples that are relevant to women and girls. Candace Klein, who is one of the kind of the poster child in a way for crowdfunding. She's incredibly dynamic, and when she started her crowdfunding company, and she actually one of her first campaigns was, I believe, a fifth grade girl who owned a turkey farm. And
we should feature her on the show.
I mean, we're talking a fifth grade girl who owns a turkey farm, and she took her on, did a crowdfunding campaign. It raised, all the money necessary for her to get off the ground. She has a company, she works in school, and she's working, and she has an incredible, you know, turkey farm that has completely taken off.
Right. And Andrea, if you wouldn't mind, we would love to get into that story. It's extremely interesting. But for right now, let's take a break. I'm Michelle Jaffe, and you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls.
Ready to explore the amazing world under the sea? Your host is a certified scuba diver, explorer. He likes to cook, and most of all, he's just a kid like you. You'll find out a lot more lies under the sea than what you've seen on TV, in movies, and even in aquatic parks. You'll learn about all kinds of fish, as well as other sea creatures. We'll take you to some exotic destinations and so much more. There's a whole big world under sea just waiting to be discovered. Tune in to Under the Sea, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America
Looking
Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself. What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
What's cooking? Join Kid Chef Eliana for Cool Kids Cook. Eliana is one of the youngest published cookbook authors and will show you that there are all kinds of goodness in food beyond the chicken nuggets and fries. On our show, we'll discover cuisine from around the world, learn some great cooking techniques, speak with some of the world's top chefs, and share recipes. Kid Chef Eliana is here for you on Cool Kids Cook every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Bon appetit! You are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. Be sure to join in the discussion by tweeting us at hashtag Women Invest or on Facebook at Women Investing in Women. We want to hear what you have to say. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, sitting here today with Anu Bhardwaj and Andrea Downs. We just got in the middle of a conversation talking about the different examples of companies that you've helped through crowdfunding. So, Andrea, if you wouldn't mind, keep elaborating on those very, very interesting examples and stories.
You know, it's, as an industry as a whole, a lot of people have helped these young entrepreneurs and, you know, even established entrepreneurs. We have an example of, you know, this Carlos in the real estate industry who he's from Brazil and, you know, very well educated, very, very successful in REITs and real estate and securities. He launched a crowdfunding campaign and raised $171 million for one of the tallest skyscrapers in Brazil.
Wow.
And did so in 2 weeks' time.
What platform? Was this on Asset Avenue or something else?
I'm sorry?
Was it on his own platform or an existing platform that he raised all that money?
You know, I'll have to find out what platform is on. There's a current campaign that's going extremely well that you'll hear about on MSNBC with Jillian Hellman from Realty Mogul. They've launched a campaign for the Hard Rock resorts and Hard Rock cafes in Las Vegas and throughout the U.S., where they're doing a crowdfunding campaign right now, and with not only are you getting equity in Hard Rock, they also have other benefits such as you know, percentages off your stay, your meals, special tickets, special times, and we've seen that a lot with the entertainment industry. That's kind of one of the industries that got crowdfunding really off the ground is the entertainment industry, and I'm sure everyone's heard of the Valerie Project. where someone who is doesn't have any money has an idea on a film, an indie film, or, you know, a film that they want to produce, but no funds to do so, and there's countless examples of how they've been able to crowdfund just on a rewards-based basis, not with the equity part of it, which has just been approved since September.
Right.
So what they offer is, you know, passes to the premiere, possibly extras in the film in exchange for their support. And again, they're developing a very large customer base and a very high loyalty base.
So, Andrea, one of the interesting companies that I met at your conference in San Diego was a gentleman who's working with celebrities. You probably know who mm-hmm. I'm talking about, but it was a way to get celebrities engaged in endorsements of young entrepreneurial companies, and I think that's something that is groundbreaking, because you could really take a new product that has no brand visibility whatsoever and tie them into an endorsement, and that could take them to the next level on social media and elsewhere. Would you happen to know much about celebrity endorsed crowdfunding initiatives?
Well, we see it all the time with Ashton Kutcher, mm-hmm. With Will I Am. He's doing some celebrity endorsements. There are, you know, that's starting to really catch on.
And could you potentially see a trend in the grant of college tuitions being paid to students eventually, or having student athletes get funded for major competitions in the future?
Yes, absolutely. It's everything. There are campaigns out there for people to get help paying their medical bills. There are campaigns out there for aspiring students to get help with their tuition. We've already seen the first Olympic crowdfunding campaign, and that's going extremely well. We've seen Olympic athletes get funded through crowdfunding. And then, of course, when I was mentioning before with American Ingenuity, being a TV show that is, you know, somewhat like Shark Tank, somewhat like American Idol, where, you know, but they're coaching and mentoring, and they have their contestants out there, and they're getting national attention. And many of these people, I mean, a lot of them are going to be women and girls, and that have just an idea on a napkin that, you know, are believable and can present their idea in a way that they get on the show. And that's going to be a great opportunity for them.
Right, and I think that's a great segue to mention the fact that 85% of consumer decisions are driven by women. So is that lend itself to the importance of having crowdfunding available for women and girls?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're definitely hitting on a driver there. Not only that, historically, venture and angel capitalists and even bank loans, women, when it comes to women and men getting obtaining a loan, women tend to ask for less,
mm-hmm.
but women are the statistic of women achieving their goal and achieving exactly, you know, what they told the bank or the venture capital what they were going to do is right on the mark. And they have, historically, women have a very high success rate in achieving the goal that, you know, is presented when they get the funding. So I think they're very conscientious, not that they're more conscientious than men in general, but you know, I think women have to prove ourselves in to some degree still, and are conscientious about the money they're spending and what they're doing with it, and that's proven out by those statistics.
Absolutely, and I think it's important to recognize the sociology of women and how it impacts the way that they are perceived in either founding and in funding platforms and other platforms as well.
Yes, exactly. And like what you were saying about 85% of the consumer decisions are driven by women. Well, now, you know, women can be looking at these campaigns and deciding, there's something not right with that, but I like that, getting up behind it, and I'm going to tell my friends. Women can be very instrumental that way.
Right. Right, and I actually just saw a documentary called Misrepresentation, and they kind of went into that. They talked about the buying power of women and how there is really a misrepresentation of women in the society that we live in, and the power that they truly have, just maybe they were too afraid to demonstrate it and to really show the power that they do have in our society, in our culture, and different consumer markets.
According to one of the biggest leaders in the industry, Richard Swartz, who helped a lot of governments, governments all over the world with crowdfunding, he states that crowdfunding is going to be the vehicle for women and minorities in such a bigger way than banks or angel or venture capitalists ever were. They're going to have a landslide of opportunity with crowdfunding.
Absolutely. And for our final question, are there any highlights you would like to share about any of your upcoming conferences or events?
Sure, I would love to. Well, as I mentioned, we have the largest industry show event. It's called Crowdfund Global Expo. It happens every year. And at the end of January and beginning of February, next year it will have several conferences in one, sort of the South by Southwest, if you will,
okay,
for finance, for modern finance.
Uh-huh.
And then we have our summit series, which starts off in Austin at the end of May, and that's for entrepreneurs. It's the Entrepreneur Summit and the Real Estate Summit, crowdfunding. And then we also have women's sessions and mixers there. We have the Chamber of Commerce supporting us, American Ingenuity. New York is next in June. And then San Francisco, we wrap up with Banking and Lending, which is very important to women, in September.
And that is fantastic. And the future of this company and all the ambitions are phenomenal. Thank you so much, Andrea, for being here with us. We truly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Michelle, and good luck with your career.
Thank you so much. But for right now, let's take a break. And remember, check us out at facebook.com/womeninvestingwomen to learn more about our global summit. But right now, I'm Michelle Jaffe, and you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. be sure to join in the discussion by tweeting us at #WomenInvest or on Facebook at Women Investing in Women. We want to hear what you have to say. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we finished our interview with Andrea Downs. So right now we are sitting with Ms. Anu Bhardwaj, and we are just going to give a little bit of an update about what's going on in the world of women investing in women and different ways that you all can get involved in the radio program as well. So why don't we start, Anu, about talking about the international successes of the summits in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Michelle. I've been really excited about the growth of women investing women, especially in Scandinavia. And we have a summit coming up in 3 weeks from now, which is going to happen in Stockholm, Sweden. And we are thrilled to have PricewaterhouseCoopers again as our anchor sponsor and underwriter, and also welcome Mannheimer Swartling, which is one of Sweden's leading law firms, who's been interested in hosting our private equity roundtable for women, which is going to be amazing. The biggest highlight I'd like to add is that Maud Olofsson, the former deputy prime minister of Sweden, will be doing our welcome keynote.
And wow.
Yeah, so we went just shot for the stars, and we definitely got one of them this time. And mm-hmm. So I'm really thrilled that Maud's going to talk to us about her involvement in Swedish politics and what she's been able to accomplish by getting more women on board, supporting women entrepreneurs. And it's just amazing. And this woman, you know, when she finished off as the deputy prime minister of Sweden, she wrote a book, and it's on Queen Sylvia and her life as an entrepreneur. So it's looking at entrepreneurs from a different light. So hopefully, you know, in the next few weeks, we'll be having Maud on our radio show, and you can hear what she's most passionate about directly from her.
Great.
But having her as a role model is just getting more women interested in what we're doing. We have multiple partners now that are involved, one of which is called Startup Grind. And Startup Grind has partnered with Google for women entrepreneurs, and they have 40 initiatives worldwide. And so the Swedish equivalent of Google for women entrepreneurs is going to be our partner in Stockholm.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Yeah. And we're also, you know, working with a lot of smaller entrepreneurs who are going to be helping us with videography and photography. And so, you know, we'll be having lots of posts on our Facebook site, facebook.com/womeninvesting. But also on our newly updated website, which is womeninvesting.in, which I'm really happy about. And, you know, in terms of the Stockholm Summit, we have two amazing speakers that are going to be joining us. Deborah Jackson, who incidentally started the crowdfunding platform for women entrepreneurs and women investors for that matter. It's called PlumAlley.co. And Deborah Jackson's going to be speaking with Arno Schmidt, co-founder of Funded by Me, another Nordic crowdfunding platform who we're very closely partnered with. Women Investing in Women has been doing monthly series on crowdfunding and getting more women investors included in the innovation ecosystem in partnership with Funded by Me since January. So we're very fortunate that we're continuing our partnership at the summit. And speaking of our topic, which was crowdfunding today, so that was a mm-hmm. great tie-in. We're going to be having David Drake from the Soho Loft. David's an authority on the crowdfunding industry as well, a media partner who I actually spoke on a panel with at Andrea Summit. So David happens to be Swedish originally. So he's actually flying in personally to moderate that session with Deborah Jackson.
Awesome.
And Arno Schmidt from Funded by Me. So we're really lucky. Our conference has a crowdfunding component, and there's a lot of women that are very interested in crowdfunding, and every one of our events in Stockholm has sold out. So, you know, continuing on this theme of crowdfunding, women, girls, and what does this all mean? I think, you know, we're going to have some interesting content coming up ahead. We'll also most likely be having Deborah Jackson on the show, so she can talk about her own crowdfunding platform, what it's doing for the industry and what it's doing for women specifically. So that's, you know, one of our highlighted speakers. The other one is the global COO, interim global COO of Women Investing in Women, Angela Wrightson. And Angela's invested in over 20 angel deals.
Wow.
Yeah. So this woman knows what angel investing is all about. She's part of Golden Seeds, and she's actually going to be moderating our private equity roundtable, and she's with Constellation Wealth Advisors. So I want to thank Angela for everything that she's done for us until now. And, you know, just look forward to sharing highlights in the Nordic context. Also wanted to mention that we have partnered with the International Women's Forum in Stockholm, Sweden. One of my dearest friends and mentors, Katarina Bonda, is welcoming a delegation of 40 women who are traveling to their annual conference in Berlin. So they're going to be joining us for the Model Loaves and Breakfast, which is fantastic because this women's group is by far one of the greatest women's groups out there internationally. Their members are Hillary Clinton, Madeleine Albright. So we're going to have a really interesting group of women who will be joining us both in Sweden as well as those coming from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to mention that, you know, there's another women's conference that's happening around the same time that we're having our Nordic Women Investing Women Summit. And it appears that Sheikha Lubna Al-Qassimi from the United Arab Emirates Foreign Trade Minister will be in Stockholm at the same time.
Awesome.
So there's a delegation coming from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. So we're looking forward to welcoming those women at our summit. And it's just showing the power of this entire women's revolution that's happening now of women investing in women. So hopefully we'll see some of them at our summit. I did want to mention to our listeners out there that we are now making headway on our other summits coming up throughout the summer and the fall. We have a team in San Diego who's just all-star all around.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea Downs mentioned Candace Klein, who's a dear friend of mine. She's also my general counsel for Women Investing in Women. Candace Klein, Felina Hansen, Sylvia Ma are the co-chairs for San Diego, and they have just been extremely impressive and have organized the San Diego Women Investing in Women Summit, which is happening in July, 17th and 18th, and their info is up on our website now, womeninvesting.in. And we are scheduled to be making some investments into women entrepreneurs at this conference through Women Investing Women. The San Diego chapter has decided they are going to actually put their money where their, you know, emphasis is. And, and so we're going to see, some deals happening at this summit, which is actually proving to be a model for some of our other summit co-chairs.
Right.
Also want to mention that in June, there's a delegation from Latin America that's coming to Silicon Valley, co-organized by my amazing co-chairs, Laura Chicurel and Barbara Silva, who are both Chilean. And so they have this Latin American delegation that's coming to Silicon Valley, and one of their spotlight dinners, it's going to be a Women Investing in Women focus that's going to happen in Silicon Valley. So they're just scheduling those dates now, but it looks like we're going to have a number of women investors from Silicon Valley attending this, as well as women entrepreneurs from Latin America who will be joining us. So that's, you know, pretty much our summer program. And to top it off, I just had a call with Claudia Zeisberger from the INSEAD Global Private Equity Initiative,
mm-hmm.
who I have been looking forward to working with for over 7 years now, and we're finally putting together a summit in Singapore on April 6th and 7th, which is going to be outstanding.
Right.
And INSEAD has been phenomenal. You're going to see a lot of what we're doing on their social media, in their newsletter. So we're thrilled to be working with INSEAD. So all in all, you know, our summits are taking off.
our social media is now almost 170,000 followers. So definitely join us if you haven't already. For those listeners out there, we've got so many exciting things coming up. And last but not least, most importantly, we will be launching a Women Investing in Women and Girls radio and television boot camp to get more young women involved in the work that we're doing. So thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for more updates. And we'll be including updates on our Facebook, on our website, for those of you interested in being more involved with what we're doing.
Absolutely. We're going to have some great conversations either abroad and through the summits, or through having people get involved in the radio show and have some great conversations here as well in Arizona. But thank you so much for our listeners to listening. You've been listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe. This show is produced by KidStar for the Voice America Kids Network. Up next, a track from the KidStar Album of the Month.
Thank you for joining us today. Your hosts will be back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, for another edition of Women Investing in Women and Girls on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll talk then.
From Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The KidStar Album of the Month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to Three Kids in the Car.
Three kids in the car on a Monday morning, each one wishing that the others weren't born. And I can't say nothing because they've all been scorned, because their mother's done had enough. And the sister's sitting in the front seat, who at this part of the song need to realize is about 3 months away from getting her driver's license. She's thinking to herself, I can't believe that I'm still riding with them. I hope that we're not seen by some of my friends. And if by chance I fail the driver's exam, then I am running away. Three kids in the car on a Monday morning, each one wishing that the others weren't born. And I can't say nothing because they've all been scorned, because their mother's done had enough. Brothers sitting behind her, who at this point of the song you need to realize is about 5 years younger than she is, but he's still about 2 years older than his little brother sitting next to him. He glares down at his little brother and he's thinking to himself, I can't wait till our sister's finally gone. Then I'll sit up front, cause that's where I belong. And I'll be rid of you, you miserable worm. Why don't you just run away? Three kids in the car on a Monday morning, each one wishing that the others weren't born. They can't say nothing because they've all been scorned, because their mother's done had enough. And the little brother, who at this point of the song you need to realize is a whole lot smarter than the other two think he is. He glares back up at his big brother and he's thinking to himself, I know that there's nobody back in the trunk. Try to scare me with all that junk. I hope you read my mind, I think you're a skunk. And guess what, I'm not running away. Three kids in a car on a Monday morning, each one wishing that the others weren't born. And they can't say nothing because they've all been scorned, because their mother's done had enough. And the mother who's been driving all this time, she's thinking to herself, things that I'd better not say. So we'll just pretend that she's thinking, oh, what a beautiful day.
The KidStar Album of the Month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.